Exercise change.
Someone that doesn't think that deeply about things, they're not going to see them because, you know, and unfortunately,
superficial level.
Yeah, it's a superficial level, and there are a lot of things that, that make those superficial things, whether it be distractions. And, you know, I've been lucky enough that being in Canterbury and being with Bob and seeing how over the last 3 or 4 years we've changed the culture, and I've seen it happen. Because cricket's like a sport where it's like a, it's a strange sport. It's unlike any other sport because it's like an individual sport wrapped up in its team environment. And it goes for so long. It has so many, like you fail more often than you succeed, particularly as a batsman. You know, if you score runs 1 in 3 times, you're going bloody well. But that means you failed 2 out of 3 times. So that's a
How do you handle that?
How do you handle that? So it's such a weird game mentally to deal with. And the more I go and the more I see that there's this intangible of team. All the successful teams I've been a part of have had this intangible that's been so strong. And it's not like it's good people getting on well, helping each other. No egos, everyone sort of wanting to learn, moving forward, working hard. All these things that you can't touch, they're intangibles, but they pull us together as a team. But then we all go and do our individual skills on the field.
You're all better for it.
And we're all better for it. It's like in those moments where the going gets tough and there's like a, you know, a sort of key moment in the game. Do you stand up or, you know, but you, like in successful teams, it's almost like, okay, well, I've got this, these guys behind me. I want to do it for them.
Even though you might be an individual within
the
team.
Yeah, even though you've got a, you're the one facing the ball, you're the one bowling the ball, then, you know, it's, and it's just that team environment. It's real intangible, and I don't think we've quite nailed that.
Well, it's, you can't really put your finger on culture in a way, can you?
No. It is. Culture is something we, and the amount of pre-season seminars that I've sat through over the last 10 years, and we've tried to nail down what we want, and it's not the the guys doing it. Like, they've all had fantastic stuff, but it's the players that, whether they take it on, do they adopt it? Do they close themselves off to it? Or do they open themselves up to this? They say, okay, I'm going to throw myself into this. But you get 7 guys doing it, and you get 5 guys who don't, and then it breaks down. Or you might get 2 guys who don't, and it breaks down because they might be the big characters in the team.
And it becomes a bit toxic.
You know, so there's all these factors that throw into it, you know. And it, cricket, you go away on long tours, you know. You're away for a long time, so
tough mentally.
Tough mentally, you know. You spend a lot of time with people, and you see a lot of each other. So you've got to deal with each other, and you know, if things aren't going well for you, you know, how do you give to someone else? You know, help someone else still, because you've always got to be constantly helping others if you want to have a good team environment. But if you go insular, and everyone goes insular, then you're just a bit, you know, it breaks down.